It's Raz FM Mid-Morning. Thank you very much for choosing us. We're having quite the conversation off air with Miss B today about parenting. And of course, we can never do the conversation alone. We are going to be joined by social worker Thuli Gagaza, who is a wellness and developmental consultant specializing in trauma and wellness. She is the first runner-up award winner of the 2024 Employee Wellness HCP and a 2023 Health Excellence Award finalist. Very, very exciting. We speak about when a mom is a mean girl and she's not even aware of how much damage her behavior can affect her children. Because we often talk about kids bullying kids, but what happens when the hurtful behavior comes from a parent, especially your mother, without even realizing the damage that's being done? Because at the end of the day, ngimagwakho, and what I say goes, ungangitsheli ukuthi once or two, why ungithethisa? No, I'm your mother at the end of the day. Thuli, welcome to Rise FM.
Thank you. Good morning. And yeah, very excited to talk about how mothers ruin their kids.
How mothers ruin their kids. Oh my gosh, the way you said it.
Right. They're too harsh.
I think this is such...
We're all on a learning journey when it comes to that, right? No matter how many books are written about parenting, each person's individual experience will always be unique to them.
You know, I think it's such a necessary conversation, a conversation that we clearly do not have enough, because these are things that do happen in our homes. And a lot of kids don't know how to respond the right way when something like this is happening, whether they respond to the mother or to another adult. Now, how can a parent's unkind or emotionally harsh behavior, especially when it is unintentional, impact a child's emotional, developmental well-being and their self-esteem?
All right. Thank you so much. Such a wholesome question. And what it really boils down to is that mothers are known biologically, physiologically, we're these nurturers, right, in the world. But what is often forgotten is that we're human beings and we have our own histories. And whenever we go into parenting situations or having children, while we have not yet healed our own wounds, we tend to repeat that behavior. We also call that generational trauma, where you keep repeating the same cycle of negativity and hostility because it's what you yourself had experienced growing up. The other side of it is that sometimes you don't know that you had traumas that you've overlooked and neglected, but having your own child triggers that. So relationships are known to help, you know, bring to the surface all these suppressed emotional charges and experiences that we have.
I love that you said that. And I'm gonna stop you there, because there's a question that I want to ask about what you just said.
Yeah.
You said having a child might just kind of release those triggers that you didn't know you had.
Yeah.
But I mean, in our African community, do you think that our mothers even know the trauma that they had from their mothers? Because most times a mother will tell you, no, this is the way that I grew up, so this is what I know. To them, it's normal. It's not necessarily a trauma.
So how do we know that it is a trauma? Let's maybe start there. But off the bat, to answer your question, it's a yes and a no. Yes, some do know. I know this from first-hand experience with the clients that I see. And the no aspect is that, again, because of the clients I see. And the reason it's quite a multi-layered incident or experience is that a trauma is something that lasts. It's an incident or experience that we're exposed to that lasts longer than its actual occurrence. Something that happened to you when you were 15 as an altercation, or you were being, you know, disciplined for something, but it's left you what we call emotional scars.
Uh-huh.
And the term trauma speaks to wounds. So the fact that it still replays itself, whether it's in the middle of an argument with your own child or when you hear a yelling noise, it just reminds you instantly of there was that time, and it scares you. It's memory recall and memory replay, and that's signs of PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder.
Now, then let's go into some of the signs that a child might be emotionally affected by a parent's negative behavior, even if the parent would believe they're just being strict or realistic.
Resistance is a very common one, and it's easy to misunderstand because naturally with a teenager, they're in the middle of identity, reconstruction, puberty, they're reshaping, remolding, they're finding out you lied about most of the things that you said were scary, right? So they're in the middle of reforming themselves and reshaping. But somewhere along those lines, how you can tell it's emotional scars is when your child doesn't come to you with their pains and their hurts. It starts with little things like how I had a tiff with my friend, and it expands into bigger things where they're starting to engage in relationships and you're not aware, and that may lead them to make unhealthy choices because, again, they are still children, so it's a young mind exploring what romantic relationships are. The other disadvantage of this exposure to such is that, you know, children then end up looking for love, compassion, affection, and acceptance in the worst of places. And that's the worst part of how this plays out. Because they go on seeking validation, and this is where it hits on the self-esteem. They go around seeking validation and acceptance everywhere else because my mother is not really accepting of me as I am, in terms of how I'm presenting. They're not accepting of me unless I'm performing good enough academically. And they're not accepting of me when I make mistakes. Instead, I'm shamed, belittled, and undermined, or even rubbished, you know, to feel that I'm nothing if I don't do well.
So how then does the journey of reflection begin from the parent? Because I think if we want our children to reflect, if we want them to understand, then I need to kind of change my behavior. If I've never been made aware of that emotional harm that I may be causing. So where does that journey begin?
Let's check in. It starts with check-ins. So one of the things we're learning, right, over the years is that we don't always know how we're treating people. There's what we think we're doing. There's what they're actually experiencing of us. And one of the things that's important to try to encourage in family settings is at the end of each week, let's check in. Have I shown up for you this week? And how did I do it? Because if I know how I'm doing it, I can repeat that behavior. How would you have liked me to show up for you? If I hear from you what your needs are, communication and expression, then I can learn what it is I may need to do better. Yeah. That way also we're able to talk about the reality of I can't meet you at that need because of A, B, C, D, E, F, G, but I can try this and that. So about accommodativeness, negotiation, and learning to connect as a family. We check in.
Oh, love it. Tuli, we're running out of time, so we're going to have to stop it here. You are absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for coming on to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Godang Molezane, Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 midday, Roz FM Mid Mornings. Mpumalanga, Azish.